Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 9th, 2018. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. There are three main planetary patterns now in progress in the zodiac, which manifested in a number of ways as events on the world stage recently. Mercury retrograde came to an end last week, but Mercury is still together with Jupiter in Scorpio for the rest of the year, putting together the planet of facts with the planet of truth in the sign of investigations. Venus is still in its own sign, Libra, and still opposed by Uranus, but this pattern is gradually getting weaker as Venus progresses further into Libra. Still, it's the planet of harmony and agreement, opposed by the planet of rebellion and disruption. But, on the upside, Uranus, as the energy of realization, might help Venus achieve compromise. And Mars is conjunct Neptune in Aquarius, a combination that was exact last week and still in effect until Mars leaves Aquarius on December 23rd. Mars, the planet of action and force, has to combine with Neptune, the planet of fantasy, confusion, distrust, and deception. Last week, four hotly anticipated court filings were handed down pertaining to the ongoing Trump-Russia investigation. The takeaway: the president and his lawyer violated campaign finance laws to influence the outcome of the election, while his campaign chairman was meeting with an intelligence asset of a foreign government that was trying to influence the outcome of the election, and both lied to the Justice Department officials about their actions. And a decorated Marine general, who was briefly the nation's national security advisor, has been singing like a bird to Mueller and his team and will be rewarded by not spending time in prison. Mercury is the planet of communications. Jupiter is the planet of hope. Scorpio is the sign of secrets, alliances, and conspiracy. There's certainly been a lot of communications mixed with hope, mixed with alliances, regarding all these court filings. And through it all, the media, that's Mercury, has been trying to find the truth, that's Jupiter, through their own investigations. That's Scorpio. Mercury, planet of communications in Scorpio sign of secrets, manifested in another way. Mueller's memos on Flynn, Cohen, and Manafort contained many, many lines that were blacked out, redacted, indicating a lot of the info had to be still kept secret, which strongly suggests that there are additional investigations still in progress, therefore more to come on this matter, which will likely include more indictments for individuals from the Trump campaign, the Trump organization, and even the White House itself. The Mercury-Jupiter conjunction will be exact on December 21st, and Mercury stays with Jupiter for the rest of December. So, still some weeks left for manifestations. When two planets are opposite each other in the zodiac, they are each sending energy to the other, what is called mutual aspect in Vedic astrology. Uranus, as the planet of rebellion and disruption, has been opposite to Venus for the last several weeks, causing problems for Venus significations like compromise, harmony, and agreement. Simultaneously, Venus has been sending its benefic energy to Uranus, thereby giving assistance to the rebels and the revolutionary types. Additionally, since Uranus is the planet of realization, the mutual aspect can have a positive effect. In other words, coming to the realization that compromise may be the resolution to the disruption. For the past 4 weeks, a French populist group known as the Yellow Vests has been loudly protesting against the Macron government's decision to raise taxes for diesel and gas. This protest then expanded to encompass wide frustration at stagnant incomes, the rising cost of living, and other grievances, with thousands taking to the streets. France's President Macron on Wednesday finally did a U-turn and agreed to abandon the fuel tax hike, but that hasn't diffused the anger. After 2 weekends of violence in Paris that made the authorities look powerless, police went into overdrive last Saturday to keep a lid on the unrest. The result was the worst spate of street violence that the country has seen this year. Note that Mars, planet of conflict and violence, had by now come into exact conjunction with Neptune, planet of dreams, distrust, and confusion, and this in sidereal Aquarius, the sign of social revolution. The populists essentially do not trust Macron to improve their economic conditions and are calling for his removal. Another way that the Mars-Neptune conjunction has been manifesting is shown by the current blow-up between the United States and China, involving the unusual circumstance of the arrest of a senior executive of China's flagship tech company, Huawei, which, according to the U.S., has been contravening U.S. sanctions against Iran by selling IT technology and equipment to that country. Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of what is described as the crown jewel of China's IT sector, has been seized at the request of the United States while she was traveling in Canada. China, of course, is protesting, claiming that the U.S. has, in effect, taken an important person hostage, and this coming at a very sensitive time, on the heels of a so-called trade war truce arranged by Trump and President Xi at the recent G20 summit in Argentina. Note that Venus, planet of agreement, is still threatened by the opposition of Uranus, planet of disruption. A look at the U.S. Vedic astrology chart gives some clues as to what is actually happening. The Mars-Neptune conjunction in Aquarius afflicts the third house of the chart, the house of commerce, communications, and communications equipment. Evidently, the issue behind all of this is the new 5G technology, which is soon to change everything we know about cell phones, smart equipment, self-driving cars, and so forth. Turns out, telecom giant Huawei is a worldwide leader in 5G, and the U.S. does indeed have something to fear from this company and from China in the race to stay on top, not just in consumer goods, but also in military technology, to which the new tech will certainly be applied. Meanwhile, in the financial sector, there's been quite a bit of consternation about the potential for the U.S.-China trade war to resume. And again, shown by Venus, the planet of finance, the planet of value, being opposed by Uranus, the significator of disruption. Well, that's all the time I have for this episode. Now I just want to give a shout out to those of you who are helping to keep the Astrology News Report going and ad-free. Thank you. And if you have not donated, you too can become a supporter. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.